Working all night like this, one of my jobs was to go to the recruiting office when daylight broke and get a story on how recruiting was going along. And I remember at the time envying a very tanned sergeant major in the Army recruiting center who half-jokingly kidded me every time that I went there that I should join the Army. This didn't seem too appealing at the time, except as time wore on, and this job that I had was very, very long hours and not very good pay. I thought, well, why not? Maybe I could get to go overseas immediately, and I was anxious to see the rest of the world. So I said to the Army recruiting officer, can you put me in a unit that will be going overseas very quickly? I don't want to enlist and end up just staying here in Halifax. And he said, yes, I guarantee that if you enlist, we'll have you with a boat ticket within 24 hours. I laugh now because, yeah, I did get a boat ticket. It was a ferry ticket across the Halifax Harbor to another city called Dartmouth. I had joined an artillery, an anti-aircraft artillery and searchlight unit. And in those days, remember, we had... Hitler had overrun Europe very quickly. France had collapsed. As a matter of fact, the rumor was that Hitler was going to invade England next. And the Allied armies had lost a lot of their equipment over in Europe in the Blitzkrieg. And we were reduced to home guards and old World War I equipment and shortages of everything. And since I was in an anti-aircraft unit, that was considered a very front-line sort of position because Hitler was the only one that really had any Air Force left. I was in the anti-aircraft artillery at Halifax and was sent overseas literally within a couple of months. But overseas then was a place called Newfoundland, which was not part of Canada at the time, which was an independent Commonwealth company and very independent in other ways also. Very primitive over there. We had no buildings. It was wintertime. I remember going over there and we had to set up anti-aircraft positions around Gander Air Base, which was an intercontinental landing place for aircraft on their way to Europe.
What was your rank?
I enlisted as a gunner, which is the equivalent of a private in the infantry. But at the artillery ranks go gunner, bombardier, which is a corporal, gun sergeant, which is a sergeant, and then on from there up to second lieutenant, and then if you get into commissioned officer rank, then on up. So I was sent to, when I went to Newfoundland, I was a sergeant, and I ended up in an outpost outside of St. John's with about 30 men, a large searchlight, forget how many hundred thousand candle power, they were kind of fun to play with, and anti-aircraft guns. And I guess I would be about 30 miles from downtown center of St. John's. And the city was ringed with these posts, maybe 15 of them all told around the city. And I was in one of them. About all I remember about those days was how isolated it was, how cold it was, with a lot of snow, bitter cold, and we were getting pretty bored. And Newfoundland had one narrow gauge railway line that ran clear across the island. And when you wanted to come to St. John's, you went through Nova Scotia to an island called Cape Breton Island. You got on a ferry over very rough waters that almost everyone got seasick on, very violent weather in that area, and then boarded a narrow gauge railway and went for about 2 days to get across. It's a very big island and a very slow railway. But with nothing better to do, the train went right by our emplacement within about a half a mile. And so one night when I wasn't paying too much attention to who was on guard duty that night, I guess my men out in the emplacements, we call them the gun emplacements, turned the searchlight on that train and just kept going up and down and from the locomotive to the tail and fooling around like that. And unknown to us, the area military commander was riding on that train. And you don't play with the military equipment and get any commendation. So the next day, they, of course, descended on my outpost and wondered what was going on out there. I didn't know what had happened, but evidently it soon came out that the men were playing with the searchlight and turning it on the train, you know, blinding the engineer, so forth. Anyway, nothing too serious happened there.